Mark my words, he confidently announces, the queer theorists will have their way in dismantling the thing before long. That's in part because they are increasingly calling the shots at the elite level. That last one gave us a good laugh at gay headquarters, let me tell you. Keep in mind that, to the extent that queer theorists have advocated a political agenda, apart from AIDS activism, where their contributions were significant, it has been in opposition to marriage. In particular, they've argued that gays should avoid assimilating to such a coercive, conservative institution. We all know how that's going. Such hollers aside, there's nothing funny about the Hannon piece. Indeed, it's scary. For Hannon makes clear exactly what these social conservatives ultimately want. It's not merely to deny same-sex couples the freedom to marry. It's not merely to refuse to do our wedding photography or to bake our cakes. It's not even merely to push gay-identified people back into the closet, although that's an essential and sufficiently frightening first step in Hannon's dismantling fantasy. What they want is nothing less than to dismantle the very vocabulary by which we express and realize our inchoate longings for intimacy. They want to push us back to a time when homosexuality was not merely the love that dare not speak its name, but the love that could not speak it. They want to restore a regime where the boy with the funny feeling might if has lucky grow up to have a good enough heterosexual marriage, but he might just as easily grow up to have a lonely life of furtive, dangerous same-sex encounters. The old regime died because it was cruel and inhumane. Hannon seems to hope that, by not naming a reality, he can make it go away. He's badly wrong about that, and thankfully so.